We're on Daf Mem Hei Yomid Aleph. Let us just finish the Gemara and then we'll finish the Ran. We heard that Rabbi Yochanan says, Mishum Rab Shimon Yetzodik, Kol HaMafkir Bifnei Shloisha Havi Hefker, that is a Hefker and it's Nifka from the Mafkir right away. He loses his bailus right away, since this is a Hefker that is known to the whole world, so he's Mesalik his bailus. Bifnei Shnayim Lehavi Hefker, but if there's less than three people, so then we say, then it's a Bechina of a Matone, that the Hefker Ke Matone, that it only leaves his Rishus, Misha also the Shus Zeiche. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Omar, Devar Teira Afilu Be'echot Havi Hefker. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi holds Mina Teira, it is Nifka Mirshusoi, even one person is there. Matam Omru Bishloisho Kadei Shei Echot Zeiche Ushnayim Meide. Yeshiv too should be made that he was Mafker. Zokteran, Vahach Sugye Kule, Lamai de Salke Daite Meikore, the time of the Rabbi Yossi, Mishum de Kesova, Hefke Kematona. This whole Sugye is going the way Rabbi Yochanan has said Pshat and Rabbi Yossi, at Hefke Kematona. The Rabbi Yochanan Mahochi Lael, Rabbi Yochanan who had said this, Ho Itoisef, he was upgefragt. The Gemara fragged them up. And Rabbi Zoya, according to Rabbi Yossi, what's the chilek if hifke vachakach noda or noda vachakach hifke? The kivin shekei. La maskone de la'el, according to the maskone from the Gemara before and after Mem Gimla Med Beis, itchaye lo kol hach sugye. So this whole sugye is nitche. V'noktina, so I mean, there's no such svore that hefke kematone. V'noktina lepirusha lebereise, v'amavke resadeyu ekimte de'ule, de'kula rabonen. Hiv Rabbi Yossi nami, Rabbi Yossi lepole galay de rabonen, medine de hefke klal. So now we assume the pshat of ule, that teich gimul Yomim is Yochel Lachzabai, that is Alts Atakone. That Yochel Lachzabai. But Mikedin is any Yochel Lachzabai. And since it's Yochel Lachzabai, so Memele, so if he'll be Choyzer, the Ram will be Choyzer, so he'll be Chayv B'Maisa. So he has nothing to gain by making this hefker, since if he has intentions to be chayzer, in the first 3 days it will be, if he didn't have intentions to make it hefker, so if he won't gain anything by being mafker and being zeich again, because since we pass in yochel avzaboy, so it's both of the hefker. So it's chay b'maisa. Behind the time of the Sefer, the Ktoni, the Ad Shalei Zocher Bo, Bein Hu, Bein Acha Yochel Achzboi, and the Sefer, if there was a Hefker, L'Yoim, or L'Shavua, or L'Chodesh, Mishum Dekivin, the Shavua, V'Shona, L'Shchichen, L'Nofik, Mishus Machke, Adorosi, L'Shu Zoyche, the Ran had said it's a claimer, I mean it's l'chadik about this, because since it's Ogid Gabay, so there we assume Yizicha did not want to be mafkiyet Mershusai. The kulak of the frishes leo, le'inyan haloche, v'ptuktayu the Rabbi Yochanan the Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Naktinen k'Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi d'Omar d'var Teure afilu be'echad havi hefke. Matam omre b'shloyshe k'dei sh'yechad zeiche u'shnai me'idim hilkach mi'divrei seifrem einei hefke ad sh'yavke b'fnei shloyshe v'chein kosev ha'rambam zar b'perk beiz me'hilkes nedorim. So then we have to know if midarabonan it's not hefker, so we have a whole bunch of problems. The keranoira is moira. So what do you do by mudar hano? The veinkan acher, so mafkiroi. So you mafke, how can you be mafke? Midarabonan the hefker doesn't help. Or the same thing, Tosis has a problem. Mesech the Shabbos, according to Beis Shammai, that the Shvisas Kalim is a deraisa, so you have to be mafke the Kalim before Shabbos. You don't have Shloisha all the time, or Tosis holds Bittel Chometz is mitam hefke, you don't have Shloisha. So it seems in all these cases, since there's a non-tzadi, he's mafke b'leiv sholem, so here you don't need the shloisha. He says, you only need the here in order that the mudder should be able to have a nazicha mafke b'leiv sholem, the same thing by chometz, the same thing by shvisus kelim, wherever there's a non-tzadi, then the hefke is chal afilu midarabonon, even though there's no shloisha. But Stamazaya Hefka, which I don't have a non Sadi that is Taka Mafka, Belev Shom, so they need to aid him to be made that he was Mafka in order that there should be Gemira's Das. Hodron Aloch Ein Bein Hamuga. Zog the Mishnah weiter, Hashutvim Shanodru Hano Zemize, Asurim Likoneis Lachotze, Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov Omer, ze nichnas l'soich sholoi, v'ze nichnas l'soich sholoi. Now let us see the Rav. Ashutvim shenodru hano ze mize, asurim likonis l'chotza. He says, each one is not permitted to have hano from the other one. So by entering the chotza, which is drisus haregel, the kasava haitane vito also bemudarano, even though drisus haregel is vito, or vito is also bemudarano. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov Omer, ze nichnas l'soich sholoi, v'ze nichnas l'soich sholoi. Ukimna b'gemore, the Gemore says, this Mishnah is speaking about, b'chotzer she'ein bodin chalukim. Speaking about a chotzer she'ein bo din chaluke, so we'll see if there's no din chaluke, so the oifen shimush of this chotzer is that when Reuven uses it, it's Reuven's, and when Shimon uses it, it's Shimon's. Avo b'chotzer she'yesh bo din chaluke, divrei hakel osa. Then we do not say that it is is a chaluke lizmanim. Beperik sher shenogach esapore, o kimno pluktayu biyesh breire oy ein breire. The machlokes Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov Nachomim is di say yesh breire oy ein breire. The Rabbi Lezer sovar yesh breire. So we say that when Reuven is using the chotzer, so it's his chotzer. When Shimon is using the chotzer, it's his chotzer. V'hayla d'navshe ka'ayu, v'hayla d'navshe ka'ayu. So each one, when he's entering the chotzer, so he was mudar hano zem izeh. Reuven can't have hano from Shimon, but when Reuven is using the chotzer, it is Reuven's chotzer. So Mamei was not having hano from Shimon. V'rabonon sovri ein breire. And the Rabbanon hold ein breire, so memele, we cannot say that that when Reuven is using it, it's now Reuven's, because we hold ein breire. Etameini, nehei dekosovri Rabbanon ein breire, amai asurim likonis lochotzer, dakiven dechotzer she'ein badin chalukehu. Since it's a chotzer she'ein bodin chaluke. Ve'ein shutef yochel lokeif es chaveire lachlik. So there's no din kviyeh to make a chaluke. to separate that what they have should for sin, because it's aimbad in chaluk. V'loy la'akiv olov, so when it was purchased, b'deya that each one will have a right to use it. You can't force me to make chaluke. V'loy la'akiv olov sh'loy likonis l'chotza, and I have a right to enter the chotza. Haich hu yochel la'osra olov, so how can he ask it on him? Since al-pichaysh and mishpat, each shutif has a right to use the chotza, so how could Reuven aser on Shimon? Ho'in odom oiser dovor she'enei shaloi. That means, if, how could I aser on Shimon if Shimon has a right to use it? Va'afilu nodru gamkein he'atzmo. And afilu will say that each one, there's a shaylon de gemore, ashutim shanodru anoze mizeh. Does that mean that each one was neither that he can't have anor from the other one, or the other one, each one was madder the other one? So afilu we will afilu nodru gamkein hein atzmon. Afilu each one of them made a neder. Loma hein asurim. Why are they also? So like this, it's not kasha, it's this, in other, oisa dover sheni shaloi, one can answer on himself of who dover sheni shaloi. Kshe kol echo nichtas lochotza mi shaloi hunen, v'loi mi shel chaveri, kivin shein halo yochel la'akev olof. That means, since I have a right to use the chotza, that's no shaila. So since you have a right to use the chotzer, so when I'm using the chotzer, so it's called, I'm not nene mishel chaveira. I'm nene from, I'm using it because of my right to use the chotzer. So why is there a nisa? Benirali, tahainu tamayu derabon, mishum dekivin di efshe loimel, the chol chad koni lekulei chotza kinyan aguf lo'ilo. We cannot say that the whole chotza belongs to each one lo'ilo, because that doesn't make sense. De'i demar lav demar. If it's Reuven's, it can't be Shimon's. You can't say that the whole chotza is Reuven, the whole chotza is Shimon's, because that's impossible. V'yev sheloima gamkein de bishoshe mishtamish boy, that when Reuven is using it, igoli milsa lemafreya de bishosh kniya konolo lahushaita kinyanakuf. You also can say that it was purchased, that when Reuven, the time that Reuven will use it, so then it's Reuven's. When Shimon uses it, it's Shimon's. The ein breire, because we, the Chachamim hold ein breire. So you cannot say that Bishas, when the Chotza was purchased Bishutvis, that Reuven, the Kinyan was that when Reuven will use it, it'll be Reuven's. Because in this Zman, when Reuven is using it, it wasn't Mevurer Bishas Tekinyan, that it's Reuven's in this Zman. So we have to say that even though it wasn't Mevurer Bishas Tekinyan, but later it will become Nisbara. So that means the Asidus, what will happen later, will be mevarer the chalois kinyan that was before. So if you hold ein breire, you can't make such a thing. You can't do such a thing. So how is the shutvis? Al kol chad mahanach shutvim, yesh loy lo'olam b'chotzer zeh kinyan haguf. Each one has a kinyan haguf, da'haynu chelkoi. That means if they purchase it b'shutfis, so half of the chotza belongs to whom? Half of the chotza belongs to Shimon. V'kinyin shibud b'chelkoi shel chaveri. But that is the shutfis that Reuven has a right to use Shimon's chelik when he wants to. And Shimon has a right to use Reuven's chelik when he wants to. She'ein halo yochel akab olov min hadin. That is the kinyan shutfis, that I have a right to use your chelik. That means since each one of us paid for half of the chotzah, so half of the chotzah belongs to each one of us, and the shutfis tal tzachayis, that the other half is meshubed to each shutif for shimush. Af al gav the loikoni legufe, even though he wasn't kind of the other half, but that was the understanding that each one will be permitted to use the whole chotzer. It's a chotzer shein b'din chaluke. So each one was mishabed his chelik for the other one. Hilkach. Kosovri rabona, the rabonan hold, the oisoi kinyin shibud, sheyeshloi al chelkoi shel chaveroi. That kinyin shibud that he has al chelkoi shel chaveroi, kainomis mafkiin oisai. That means that Shimon has a shibud to use Reuven's chelik. That's a choshem mishpadike schus. I have a schus to use your chelik. But now, if Reuven put a kainim on his chelik to ask Shimon, so memele, so that's the klal kainomis mafkiin oisei, kainomis mafkiin midei shibud. That means that if al pi yeredeye, the shibud is not permissible, because I'm using Reuven, Shimon is using Reuven's chelik, and al pi yeredeye, Shimon is not permitted to use Reuven's chelik, because he's nene from the goof that belongs to Reuven, he's mudar anomi Reuven. So memele, the shibud becomes bottle. A shibud that al pi aloche is not oiska halt, becomes nifka. Koinomis mafki midei shibud. Mishmachi also the kainomis mafkiin midei shibut kedise besoif mechilt. The Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov poligalayu. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov is choylik on the chachamim. Mishum de svirelei di yesh breire. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov holds yesh breire. Mishum hocham rine. The chol shor vishor shenichnas lechotzer. So he's going into his chotzer. That was the bishas tchilas hakinyan. The kinyan was that whenever I'll use it, the whole chotzer is mine. Whenever you'll use it, the whole chotzer is yours. V'guf hachotzer knuyele legamri lo'isay tashmish. So the guf achotzer is koni, when he's using it, it's his for that tashmish. She'einoi mishtamish bo mikinyin shibud. The shimush that he is not als a shibud on the shutev schelik, el mikinyin haguf. No, we say that it is his. She'kol shani yochel loimer. Sheesh lechol echot kinyin aguf. Ein roi loimer sheyehei kinyin shibud. That means when we have here two shutfim purchase a chotza, and there's a mutual understanding that each one will use the chotza. Now, what are the mechanics of this understanding? How will this come about? that both will be able to use the chatzah. So be'emison, there are two oifanim, how this could come about. We could say that each one was koine half of a chatzah, and he was mishabed the other half for the, each one was mishabed the other half for the shutuf, and he wants to use it. That is one oifan, how we could explain the shutufis. Or we could explain the shutfis that each one is kind of the whole chotzer on this manim that he uses it. That means it was purchased lizman. That means that is the shutfis. The shutfis is when I use it, it's my chotzer. When you use it, it's your chotzer. That's how the shutfis talzachais. So memele. So the Ran says, if we could say such an oifen, so that's more mistava to say than to say that there's a chaluke that half belongs to one shutuf, half belongs to the other shutuf, and each one is a shibud on the other's chelik. Shekol shani yoche loima, if it's possible to say, shiyesh lechol echot kinyan aguf, I could say that. Ein roi loimer shekinyin shibut. So then it's not mistava to say that each one was kind of half and he has a shibut on the other half. She'ein nikro kinyin shibut mashu oimet kein lo oilom bal kolchoi shel kol echad mehem. That means we don't find that a person should a shibut on someone else's nechosim forever, and he can't be mesalikim. We don't find such a koyach by shibud. So mistava it would be to say that it doesn't work with shibud. If we could avoid shibud, like this is a very unique shibud, we don't find such a shibud that it really belongs to one and the other is a shibud, and he can't be misalikim, and it's a shibud loilum. Usually we don't have such a thing. So if we could say and explain the shutvis is that it's a kinyan lizmanim, that when Reuven uses the chotzer, it's Reuven's chotzer, when Shimon uses the chotzer, it's Shimon's chotzer, so then we should say that that's pshat. I mean, that zikha, that was the understanding. Which the shayla is the mechanics of what was understood. How does it work? How does it work that Reuven is a schus to use it whenever he wants, Shimon is a schus to use it whenever he wants? So it's preferable to say that it's a kinyan lizman, that each one is a kinyan bizman shehu reitzel ishtamish boy. So according to Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, we say that tak. So therefore, when one is mudar ano, we say kol echad nichnas lechotze, because that nichnas l'soich shaloi, b'zan nichnas l'soich shaloi. Verabonon nami loydaini loykikinyin shibut. Why did the Rabbonon say that it is a kinyin shibut? Because there's no other way to explain shutfis. If we want that the end result should be that each one should be able to use the whole chotzer, the only way this can be explained and this can be chal is that each one is kind of half a chotzer and the other half is mishubetim. It can't be it's a kinyan lizmanim. We'll see later, because that's totally in Breire, and they hold in Breire. So, Kochoch, the mechanics of Shutfis has to work with the, each one has a Chatzi Aguf, and the other half is Meshubit Tete. Ubesamoch Tira Oidati Bebreirezu. Umikan Nirali. Now, from the Chachomim, I have a raya, nearly raya brure, the masker yochel lesser beisoy ala seicha. That a masker can answer his bias ala seicha. אף על פי שנחלקו בזה הראשונים, זה מחלוקת הראשונים, כמו שנכתב לפנינו בסייעת דשמיא, אף על גב דמזכיר מדינה לאמוצי לעיכובי לאידך, even though דמזכיר אין חיישן משפט, cannot stop the soicher from using it, so the soicher has a schus to be mishtamish bebeisoi shal hamazker. Afilo hochi motzi osa loy bekoino, mishum dekoinomis mafkiyin midei shibut. That means the soicher has a right to use beisoi shal hamazker, but he's using beisoi shal hamazker, belongs to the masker, so it's only, he has the right to be mishtamish bebeisoi. But if the masker will put a koinam on the bayis, so the yoyredeye is menagid and mevatel the choshen mishpat. So since al pi aloche, you're not allowed to use my bayis, so yoschus momen becomes nifka, that is koinamis, mafkiyim idei shibut. Umaskir nami bekoino mafkiyim idei shibut asoichem. Afilu heiche shehigdim asoiche dmei schirusa lemasker, even though he gave him the money for it already, and he purchased the schus, he has the schus already, but al koponim, the dmei schiris he only acquired through the dmei schiris a shiba to use the masker's house. So memele, so that is why, if he's using the masker's house, so the masker can put a kainam on his house, and then kainam is mafkiyim idei shibu. He says, l'chayre, there'd be a svore to say fakert. There'd be a svore to say that schiris l'yoyme memkehu. That means schiris pshad is, it's mine for shimush. Not pshat as I have a right to use your house. No, schiris liyoyme memker, that means it's for the kozman etzocher, it's mine for shimish. I'm using my house, not your house. And then we could differentiate between, shutfim and schiris. I mean, shutfim mitzicher, it's, I mean, half is yours and half is mine, so that's a shibo to use yours. But schiris could be schiris l'yeme memke, but Taran was a nachis to this. Taran held that the shibud of a shutef is equivalent to the shibud of a seicha. And if we see from our Mishnah, according to the Chachomim, that one is not permitted to enter the chutz, even though he has a shibut, al kocho, because the koinam is mafkiya the shibut. So memele, so the Ran says, who adin by schiris? The hoche ain shutev tzorch litein domen. Here, it's equivalent to a seicha that paid up his schiris already, because the right that the shutif has, bechelkoi, of the other shutif, it was paid up. That was acquired as soon as the chatzah was purchased by shutfis. V'lohochi motzi osa le'idach, afal pikein, the other shutif kerasem, l'rabona mitayme d'chsivne. He says, we'll see, there's a sfora by Nodru, there's a sfora maybe als knas, he's not allowed to use the chotzer. So then it's no rayel aloche. But the Gemara has a tzad that it's idiru. And if idiru meiker adin, the mudder is not allowed to use the chotzer, there's no knas over here. So we see that kenomas mavkimi de shibu. Kein nirali ulufaneinu narech bedinze besiyate deshmai. Beike de makshu. Now others ask akash. Kiven de pluktayu de rabuleze ve rabonon beyesh breire ve ein breire hi. Tohochi ukme rabine bepeg sher shenogach hasapore. Is heichi poskinem begmore krabeleze ben Yaakov. The gemore paskins like krabeleze ben Yaakov. Zen nichnas besech shaloi. Zen nichnas besech shaloi. Besvirolei. In krabeleze ben Yaakov holds the yesh breire. Ob beperik mashilen asikno. The gemore filzois in peg mashilen. The chi lesle l'rabbi Ishaya breire b'diraise. Rabbi Ishaya holds in a mili diraise yisayim breire. Avu b'drabo non isle. V'avsike hilchese ke Rabbi Ishaya. The Gemara paskins like Rabbi Ishaya. The Gemara paskins like Rabbi Ishaya. That what? That we only by a drabonon we say only by Adarabonon we say Yesh Breir. But not by Adaraisa. Alma bidiraisa ain Breir. Bekoshe Hilchise al Hilchise. So how does these two alochish stick? The Gemara Beis says, bidiraisa we say ain Breir. And here we have a shaila of a deraisa. That's mother's amoire could be the whole din vitter is only a derabona. That means the shaila is, let's see, if we say vitter's also by mudah, not if we say it's a derabona, so lochay wouldn't be gefell, lochay from the ran would seem also it's a deraisa. So memele, so it's a shailan of the reis, and by the reis we pass in a breir, and we pass in like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Tiretz Rabbeinu Tam, so. So the Rabbeinu Tam says, the hoche haloche ki Rabbi Elazar, v'loi mitamei kamrini. That what the Gemara says, we pass in like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, that means the hoche, it's mutter for each one to use the chotzah. The EU sovar the Yesh Breire. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov personally holds Yesh Breire, uvitor osa b'mudar ano. Ba'ano svirolon da ein Breire. We take paskin la loche da ein Breire. Avuvitor svirolon da muta b'mudar ano. Hilkach. So memele, so la halacha we paskin like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, v'lav mitaimei, each one is allowed to go in because vitar is muta b'muta rano. Yeah, vitar svil the muta b'muta rano. Ilkach lav bechot shem bo din chaluke b'lvav airi. Afilu yesh bo din chaluke nami shori. That means the whole svara of breire that will soon see that bishas the chotzer was purchased. It was purchased that this manim that Reuven wants to use it, it's Reuven's, and Shimon wants to use it, it's Shimon's. That's tafka chotzer she'ein bo din chaluke. So al kolchach that's shot in the purchase. There's no other oifen of explaining this. We assume that half is his and half is his, and there's a shibud than the other half. Because he pack a purchase half, and you can be kaif on chaluka also. So, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov personally holds yesh, Breire, so he is learning that it's speaking about a chotzer she'ein bo din chaluke. Then we say yesh breire, that the purchase was that chaluke says manim, that when each shutif, when he uses it, it's his. That was the purchase. That's Dafka Machotze Shein Bodin Chaluke. Yesh Bodin Chaluke, Afilu Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is also Moide that it's also Likonis. But Rabbi Netam says, we don't Paskin like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, we Paskin Ein Breire, and the reason it's Mutter is because Viter is Mutter b'Mudarano, so Memele, Afilu Chotze, she Yesh Bodin Chaluke will also be Mutter. Ulefi Perise, so come out another nafkemine. In Nodru ano beferish afilu mitrisus aregel. That means they asked beferish trisus aregel. Is then asurim lekonis lachotz. Then it'll come out at asurim lekonis lachotz because this is nefte vitarotzo. We asked beferish trisus aregel. Rabbeinu Yitzchak Zal loy nire loy dvoro. The loy mistava litchois kames tomoi shenitztemu b'mechilten kemand oma viter osa b'mudar ano. That means we had so many rayas that viter is osa b'mudar ano. And now we'll say we pass on at Rablos ben Yaakov because viter is muta b'mudar ano. The Kulu pirkin de la'el kevosei ozel. Lefikach tiretz huzal. So therefore the Ri said another teretz. That means we have a problem. The Gemara in Mishilin says that we only paskin yesh breira by the Rabbon. And here it seems we paskin yesh breira fulla by the Raisa. The Vadei kaim alon command yomad afilu by the Raisa yesh breira. Where do we see this? Mahodesh Maiten. Because we pass on the Blazer Ben Yaakov. For ho da psike hilchese ke rabbi Ishaya beperk mashila. That what we pass on the rabbi Ishaya, mi mai da oma de bedarabonon yesh breire belchutu da psike hilchese. Mishum de ihi hi ikir pluktayu osu. That means like this. In Mesechtes Beyer, there's a machloikis of mid rabbonon yisei yesh breira. Rabbi Shai said mid rabbonon yisei yesh breira. Someone said over there mid rabbonon yisei yesh breira. So we passed mid rabbonon yisei yesh breira. Aber lemai said, that was the machloikis over there. But la loche, we hold up a little bit of reise yesh breira. So memele, so that's why we and that's why we paskin like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. This is the Ri's Mahalach. The Raya Ledovo, I'll bring you a Raya that Lalocha we paskin yesh breira filo b'dirais. With this nam b'tmure b'peire kol asurim. Gabi mechir kelet. They're speaking about Mechir Kelev, V'chein, which is possible to call, V'chein Shnei Shutvim, you have two Shutvim, and they possessed 19 Tloyim in one Kelev. That's what they possessed. And then they made a Chalukim. Is Echad Notal Asorat Tloyim, ואחד נוטל תשעה תלויים וכלב אחד. So ממילא, so it says like this, שאם הכלב, the one who took the כלב in the 9 תלויים, is כולם מותרים. So all of them are מותר לכלבים, because none of them are a מחיר כלב. שכנגד הכלב, the one who took 10 tloyim, he didn't take a kelev, kulon asurim. So all of them are osa. Each tle is a suffix, that means there was zicha if there was 19 tloyim in one kelev, so the one that took 10 tloyim, so one tle is anshtot the kelev. You took the kelev, I'm taking a tle. Now, which tleh is connected the keller? I don't know which tleh is connected the keller. But one tleh is a mechir keller. So since one tle is a mechir kelev, and I don't know which tle is the mechir kelev, so all 10 tloim are also the kol. Fregt de Gemara kashe. Vakshinen alo bigmore, venishke ulchad kineged kelev, velishke ruinech. Let us take one kineged the kelev, and all the other 9 will be mutter. So lechere, it seems that Taisus understood what shot we take one. That means that we say, just for example, just like we, if we say yesh breire bayoshe, so what's that yesh breire bayoshe? We have, let's say the Reuven died and he left over 2 fields, field Aleph and field Beis. Which one yarshin? Now, which son yarshin field Aleph? Which son yarshin field Beis? So let's say 5 months later they're going to make a goyel. Will come out that Chanoich will yarshin field Aleph and Paluy will yarshin field Beis. That's how it'll come out with the goyel. So if you say yesh breire, so we say bishas when Reuven died, that Chanoich yarshin the field which will later be nisbara. But that's his chelik, but he yarshened it already. Which field did he yarshen? The field which will later become nisbara. So memele, that's yod yesh breire. That means there can be chal achalois kinyan now, even though now it's not mevurur how the chalois kinyan was chal now. The chalois kinyan was chal how it be nisbara later. That's of Yod Yesh Breire. So it was Chal now. How will be Nisbal later? I don't know yet how it's been Nisbal, but it was Chal now already. It's Chal now. How will be Nisbal later? So Memele, when we make a Chaluke, this one takes 9 Tloim and a Kelev, and this one takes 10 Tloim. So we could say, so which tle was connected the kelev? The tle which I'll decide later should be connected the kelev. This one was now connected the kelev. So which one is, which, the one I'll decide later. So I'm making now a mechir kelev on the tle which I'll decide later should be now be a mechir kelev. We'll find out later. So if you hold yesh breire, she could do such a thing. So that's the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara asks a kasha, let him be boicha later at le, and we'll say that the mechir kelev was from this le. Alme afilu b'deraisa yesh breire. So we see afilu b'deraisa yesh breire. From the Gemara's kasha, you see afilu b'deraisa yesh breire. So you have to say this is the restart. That what we pass in like Rabbi Shaya means that there was a machloikus with Rabboni say yesh breire, we pass in like Rabbi Shaya. And, but lemaise afilu minater, we also pass in yesh breire. Veloi machve. So, the Ran doesn't like this. The vadi b'deraisa ein breire, we pass in ein breire. The kaimolon kishmu doma achim shecholku lekuchesai. That we say that later when they make a chaluk, I don't say that he go that the yerusha fell the way you'll be nisbara later. No, we say no. We don't know which one they yarshin, and it could be that he took yenim's chaluk, that each yerush took the other one's chaluk. Machziren zeles hebe yoivel. That's how Shmuel holds the posuk Rav Nachman kevosi perek hashaleya. V'taime de Shmuel mishum de kasover ein breire. Chedise ben ye begidden. Bereish perek kolage. I the Ri brought a raya from the Gemara and Tmura that we hold yes prayer. We the Tmura loikash the lava libe de hilchase pori. The mother isn't asking a libe de hilchase. A libe the man the yom of the raya yes prayer. The mother's only asking. Yeah, that seems a Mishnah that says that all ten tloim are also like the Gemara. Why is it also according to this man yom we have an answer? ובדרך היא אמרת בשלוים הכנוסים לו. וכדבוסי בהשעס טוב. וחית האמה. So fine. So we, רבי נתם, we don't like, because we זיך הפס כביטר is also במודרנו. The re we don't like, because we hold that בדרייס is אין ברירה. So good. So what's shot in the Mishnah? Can Hadra Kusha Leduchta? How can we pass him with Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and pass him the Raisa Ein Breir? Kosov Harav Rabbeinu Moshe Zal Behulchoy. So this is the Ramban in the Halachas. The Leidom Ye Hach Breir the Hochel the Alma. Now what the Gemara says, that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds Yesh Breire, this is not the Breire that we're speaking about in Holshas. The Hoche over here, Lav Midi Deloy Misbare Hoidne Umisbare Lemochehu. When we're talking about the Shimush of Shutvim, we're not speaking about something that now was not Nisbara, and later it becomes Nisbara, and we say that the Chalois now is dependent on the Birur of later. What was Chal now? What will be Nisbara later? That's totally in Breire. And we all then brayer.
Also, Rav Rabbeinu Moshe Zal Bulchaisov. Leidom mihach brayer da hoche le daume. This brayer that the Gemara says over here, yesh brayer, is not similar to all the brayers in Shas. Da hoche lav midi de le misbaro he idna misboro le mochahu. Here we are not speaking about something which now we don't know, and it will, and what we don't know, the Birur HaChalokim we don't know now, Umizbara Lemochahu, and it will become Nizbara Lemochahu, the name is Barira Milsa Lemafreya. That was Nizbara Lemochahu, is Mizbara Lemafreya, that Chalais was Chal now. Elo, Bidahashtahu. Now we know the chotzo she'ein bodin chalukahu is it's not totally in a siddes. It's a chotzo she'ein bodin chalukahu. V'chol chad mishtamish bekula, and each one can be mishtamish in the whole chotzo. That was the shutfis. V'kiven the shutfim ninu. Ki haigavne have tashmishtayu. That is the shutfis. The shutfis is that I can use it and you can use it. Mahashta amrinen keman ba'ail b'dinavshehu v'loi mishtamish b'dechavre. Shimteser olof, if you'll asa on me, nimtsezem moitzi oisoi mechatzeirim, not the moitzi nixte chabere albaleim. Chiegavne idmar hosem bigmore. Teida domi boi boi lohoche bihidiru. Dilme afilu rabbonon moidelei lerabeleze ben Yaakov. Maybe the rabbonon are also moide, that he can't asa. Bishum dechainzim domi, v'lav kol kiminei da'osa nichse chaveire olof. So memeleps, the Ramban seems to be saying that there's no suffix what was nikne. That means each one has a right to use the chotzer. There's no sfeikus over here. By By Yerusha, there's a Sofik, which field did I Yarshin? Over here, there's no Sofik. That was the Shutvis, that each one of us has a right to use the Chotzer. Now, Ve'ein in Noyechli. The Ram doesn't like this. Dem Ise, my Lishne, dein Breire, V'yesh Breire, dem Inen Hossen, Beper Kapore. הרי אין טיימא שרבה לזה בן יעקב משום יש בירה קל, אבל מבני שאתה אומר שמישור ראשונו, שוטפסיס, כל החוצר קוני לכל אחד מהם. That it's קוני לכל אחד מהם. There's no fakes. לפי כך נראים לי, דבורים כפשטה, דברירה דהוכה כברירה דהאומה. אלא משום דהך ברירה עדיפה, that means here also a חולס is made now, which will be נסברה לעושה. So ממילא it has to the גדורם of ברירה, but for some reason this ברירה is better. משום דח ברירה עדיפה פסקין אינוכה קרבלזה בן יעקב. מי הוא אוכן נמי, אונו צריכן לברירה, ויני ברירה אוסו, די גולי מילסה למפריה, we have to say that later we'll find out what I was kind enough, כברירה דעלמה. משום דלקה למימה, Ahai chotza kulo de mar, ve kulo de mar. You cannot say that it's Reuven's and it's Shimon's. Ve I de mar, lav de mar. Ve I de mar, lav de mar. That means we cannot. The Rambam said it's Reuven's and Shimon's. It can't be Reuven's and Shimon's. If it's Reuven's, it's not Shimon's. If it's Shimon's, it's not Reuven's. So al kochoch, we have to make zmanim. It's Reuven's today, it's Shimon's tomorrow. But they can't overlap. It can't be Reuven's and Shimon's. And Reuven is going to eat the ma, lav the ma. El hochi kamrin. Shashutvim halolu. Bishor shelokhu hachotza. When they purchased this chotza, al das kein lokhua, she bishor she yishtamish bo echod mehem, when one will use it, tehei kulo sheloi letashmish. When I'll use it, the whole chotza is mine letashmish. And when you'll use it, the whole chotza is yours. Ulefi shemishor rishayin, einonu yoidim be'eze yoyim, ube'eze sho yishtam shuboy kolechot mehem. Since when it was purchased, we do not know which day Reuven will use it. The day he uses it, it's his. The day Shimon uses it, it's his. But I don't know which day this is. Onu tzrichen lebreire, so therefore we need breire. Loima, she'achshov, she'echod mehem mishtamish bo. Now, so if on Monday Reuven is using the chotzer, so we say that when Reuven gave money, so that's what he purchased. He purchases that on Monday it should be my chotzer. Huvar adover lemafreye shemishor rishayne koina isoy kulo leshozu. I purchased the whole chotzer for Monday. Monday it's mine. Monday reshchodesh nissen it's mine. Ubevada yochel odom laknaisa chodesh echad l'ruven. You can have a chaluke lizmanim v'chodesh echad l'shimim. Ubizman kol echot ve echot koni huloi legamri, deine nichse loch vachrecho leploini. We have such a musik, that calls man you're alive, it's your nechosa. When you die, it's not yours anymore. To go over Beirusha, it's Shimon's nechosa. So we can make chalukah lizmanim. Whatever you leave over belongs to Shimon. It was yours for mugbudik zman. Ela mishum dahoche, ein zman kol echad ve'echad yedua. But I don't know which zman. That means they purchased, that was the kinyan ashutfis. That this man, I'll use it, it's mine, the chutz is completely mine, this man, you'll use it, the chutz is completely yours. But I don't know, now, v'shas kinyan, which zman was Reuven koine, which zman was Shimon koine. Elo leman, the islay breire. But if you hold breire, the mrine, the goli milse, the Mishori Shoine Konil Lismanim Halolu. That is a Goli Milse that later, that Reuven uses it Monday, Rish Chodesh Nissen, it's a Goli Milse that he had purchased it for Monday it says. Bechiteime. So, if we're saying that the Chalois is Nisbarel, to Asidis, v'kiven de breire d'ore ke breire d'aume. Some mail this breire is similar to other breires. The goli hashte, maidele have a deal on b'shas kniye. That means b'shas kniye, we did not know which day is his kaine, and that becomes nisbara later. So this is breire that we say that heichi poskinen kabbalezer ben Yaakov, kiven de baalme sviralon de bidiraisa ein breire. Heino time, mishem de breire da hocha adife me breire da alme. This breire is better than all over. The heino time, the mrinen baalme de ein breire. Lefi shein roi sheyochel dover ala sofik. That there should be chal a chalois now. Ala sofik. What was chal? We'll see later what was chal. How it was chal. It was chal now. It's chal now. But the chalois now, what was chal now will be nisbara to us later, but it was chal now ala sofik. Lefichach, ha'ayma l'sayfa k'soyv get li'ishti la'ezemem she'erza agarish. Posel l'garish boy. That means a person has two wives, their names are Rochel. So he goes over to a sayfa, write a get for Rochel. Which Rochel? The one I will later decide to be Megarish. So you're writing for the Rochel I'm going to decide to be Megarish. Which Rochel is this? Well, I didn't decide yet. But I'm telling you, write for that Rochel. Now later, when he decided to be Megarish, the tall Rochel. So Memele, so Abu Bishas, the get was written. It has to be written, we have a tall Rochel and a short Rochel. So the Din Lishma, who was it written for? So it wasn't Mevura. Bishatoi, was it written for the toy? That means, Bishas, Sivis, a get, you have to write Lishma, Lishem, Ishem, is Gareshes. For which Isha am I writing it for? For the tall Rochel, the short Rochel? We don't know yet. But whatever will be Nisbara later, La'eze, She'erza, Ligarish, you should write for that. So, but it comes out that Bishaitoi, it wasn't Mevura for which Rochel, the Sefer, is writing. That means it wasn't Mevura Take. It becomes Nisbara later. Later, he decides to be Megarish at all, Rachel. Obo Bishatoi, it wasn't Mevur. So that's called Achalois, that was made ala Sofik, She Yisbara Lachazman. Lefi Sheye Sofik Bishori Shoyne Beiker Haget, that as soon as the get was written, there's a Sofik Lishem Michal. Who was this get written for? So Memele, so it, I don't know anything. The Gerishin, the whole Gerishin is dependent on what will become this Barer Borsit. Basher Rusham, we have a pure Sofik. V'chein Nami, im bo chochom lemizrach, eruvi lemizrach. Lemayrev, eruvi lemayrev. That means a person put two Eruvei Tchumim. Now he wants one of the Eruvei Tchumim to be Koine. Which Erev Tchumim does he want to be Koine? We'll find out tomorrow where the Chochem comes. If the Chochem will come to Mizrach, so I want the Erev Tchumim that I made in Mizrach to be Chal. So I put down to Eruvin, I don't know which one I want. It can't be Koinish Fis in two places. I have to be Koinish Fis in one place. Which place do you want to be Koine? It will be Nisbaro. That means we need now a Chalois Kinyan Shvisa now. The Chalois Kinyan, which, where am I Koinish Fisa? We'll find out tomorrow. We'll find out tomorrow when the Chochem decides to come. But the Chalois Kinyan has to be now. That's called a Chalois ala Sofik. And if you hold Ein Breir, you can't make a Chalois ala Sofik. Loimani mishum de bishas knias ha'erev, and the Erev has to be Chal. Loihoyo mizbarer klal eizem em yitn. I don't know which Erev should be Chal. The Mizrach Erev or the Ma'ariv Erev. So I don't know anything. So the whole Chalois is dependent on what will be Nisbarer Basidus. Lefichach, kinen de b'chol chad ma'anach eruvi ikle meime shemole yikne klal. So I have a sofik, maybe this Erev, will this Erev be kain or won't be kain? I don't know if it's kain or not. But that means I have a suffix in the Ika Chalois, is this Chal or it won't be Chal? It has to be Chal now, and it's not Mevuro now. So Memele, so you can't make a Chalois, which will be Nisbara later. If Bishas, when the Chalois has to be Chal, I don't have the Biro. V'cheinami gabi yachin shecholku. Given the Mishori Shoyne, they have here two fields. Ikelis vuki shambala yiske b'chelik zekla. We have two fields. I don't know, will Reuven be zoiche field dalem? Or won't it be zoiche field dalem? Nimsu shu sofik gomo Mishori Shoyne. V'chol ki yoytze b'ze ein breire. So that means, if the whole Chalois is dependent on a Birur Ba'asidis, then we don't say Breira. Avol hoche ikrei shel dovo, mizbarer mishori shayne. The Ikra we know now already. Umiyutoi la'acha mikam. That means most of the Chalois is mevurur now. There's only one prat in the Chalois which we need the Yasidis to be Mevar. Lefi, Sha'av Shemishori Shaina. Ein onu misipokim shelo yiske kol echad mehem b'chol guf chotzelze. That means by all the breiris, I don't know, will this rocha be giget? Yes or no? I don't know b'chlam shall be giget. The Yasidis has to be Mevar. Here, I know klal that this chotzer will belong to Reuven. This chotzer will belong to Reuven. This chotzer will belong to Shimon. That I know now. Einan mismong shloyiska kolachme bechol guf chotzel ze. That's no sofik. I sicher know that Reuven is going to be zeich in this chotzel. Reuven is a chay, that the shutfis gave Reuven a chaylik in the chotzel. Guchos is a veinonymous supporting gamke shema afulo yirzeliske is ployne leiskebo. And I also don't have a sofik if he wants to be zeiche, that he won't be able to be zeiche. Shreim ishor ishoine onu yoidim sheosit kol echad liskeis bechol guf chotzer ze v'sheyizke boi kol sho sheyirze. So my kinyan in the chotzer now, before having to depend on Breire, my kinyan, I know now that I have a kinyan in the chotzer when I want to be zeich in the chotzer. You have a kinyan in the chotzer when you want to be zeich in the chotzer. So this already was, so this is a kinyan which is not totally in a birur nesidus. This is known now. Yeah. Hilkach, kimen sheikre shel dovo, mizbara mitchilosai. The ikre dovo is mizbara now. That means I got a kinyan in the chotzer when I want to be zeichen it. You got a kinyan in the chotzer when you want to be zeichen it. Umasha mizbara la'acha mitan sheloi nizbara mitchile. Eine elo miyute dahainu hazman sherotzo liskeis pegufe shachotzo. Vizochabo. That means there was one thing that was not known, was which zman it's mine and which zman it's yours. Vizochabo is kol kai gabne yesh breire שאין המיות המסופק מתחילוסוי ומסבר לאחר מכאן מעקב אס הרויב שהוא בורו מתחילוסוי. משמוך הנה דבר מסביר לנו בדרעי שאין ברירה וסכין נוח יקבל איזה בן יעקב דבחיו יש ברירה. Because here you do not need a birur in asidus to be mevarer the chalois that is being made now. You only need a birur in asidus to be mevarer a prat in the chalois that's made now. That means roiv of the chalois is nizbarer now. What is happening? There's only one prat in the chalois which is not nizbarer now, and that is no chesaron of breir. ברבונם פלי גילי, דקימנה מכל מוקים את הצורך לא ימשוב רעדו ורחשוב, שבשוב לא יניסו יסקנו ילי לגמרי, שלא ימסבר הרזה מתחילה, אפילו בכי גם נעים ברירה, בנים ששאל לאחד בחלקי של חברי, אלא כעניין שיבות שכנומס מפקין איסו, כך נראה לי. לדבויני, I don't understand one נקודה, why do we have to know what day the kinyan, what day he was kinyan? That means the kinyan was that I have a bailus in this chotzer. When I want, it should be mine. I put it out. When you want, it's yours. Finished. That's our bailus. So now, why do we have to, it has to be in this barer that Monday it was yours, that Tuesday it was the other one's. Why? I don't understand why the day of the calendar is essential in that's some kinyan. We know everything already. When I want to use it, it's mine. When you want to use it, it's yours. And that was the kinyan. And that I acquired already. When I want to use, so if it's Monday, I want, well, that's what I bought. I bought what I want to use it, it's mine. Why is this a Pesach Chesoron in the Kinyan? There's a Chesoron. That means, that he puts it, that Roiv of the Kinyan was Nizbara, but there's one prat that wasn't his bar, and that's totally in the bureau of Hasidus. I don't understand this, the Daboini yet, Klo, but why this is necessary.